Part 1. Art and Service. Chapter 1. Annie O.
Vivica's wedding dress has a name. Gaia. It's lovely. Layers of sea green silk chiffon, cap sleeves, an empire waist, an asymmetrical A-line skirt with the suggestion of a train. I forget the designer's name. Ayani something. He's someone Vivica knows from the Hellenic Fashion Designers Association. It arrived at the apartment from Athens yesterday, and Minnie has pressed it and hung it on the door of Vivica's closet. Gaia. I Googled it yesterday, after Vivica's dress arrived, and wrote down what it said on an index card. It's on the bureau. I pick it up and read. After chaos arose broad-breasted Gaia, the primordial goddess of the earth and the everlasting foundation of the Olympian gods. She was first the mother of Uranus, the ancient Greek embodiment of heaven, and later his sexual mate. Among their children were the mountains, the seas, the cyclops, and the hundred-handed giants who aided Zeus in his successful battle against the Titans, whom Gaia had also birthed. Chaos. Incest. Monsters. Warring siblings. It's a strange name for a wedding dress. The three Vera Wang dresses Vivica had sent over for me to consider were delivered yesterday, too. Vera is one of Vivica's clients at the gallery. There's an ivory-colored dress, another that has a tinge of pink, and a third that's pearl gray. Minnie spread them across the bed in the guest bedroom, but after she went home, I carried them into our bedroom and hung them to the left of the Gaia. This morning when I woke up, they scared me. I thought for a split second that four women were standing over by the closet. Four brides, one in gorgeous green, three in off-white. Vivica is abroad still. She went to Athens a week ago for a fitting, but then decided to stay several more days to visit with an elderly aunt, her father's surviving sister, and to finalize the details for our wedding trip to Mykonos. She called me from there last night. Sweetheart, it's the land of enchantment here. Have you looked at the pictures I emailed you? I said I hadn't, that I'd been more in the studio than at the apartment for the last several days, which was a lie. Well, do, she said. Not that photographs can really capture it. In daylight, the Aegean is just dazzling, and at sunset, it turns a beautiful cobalt blue, and the villa I've rented, Anna, it's to die for. It sits high on a hill above town, and there's a panoramic view of the harbor and some of the other islands in the archipelago. The floors are white marble from a quarry in Paros, and there's an oval pool, an indoor fountain, a terrace that looks out on a grape arbor that's unbelievably lush and lovely. Why a pool if the sea is right there, I wonder. The houses here are sunbleached to the most pristine white, Anna, and there are hibiscus growing along the south side of the villa that, against that whiteness, are the most intense red you could ever imagine. I just can't wait to share it all with you. You'll see, this place is an artist's dream. I'll bet it is, I said. For an artist who's interested in capturing what's pretty and picturesque, I'm not. I know that, Anna. It's what drew me to your work from the start. It? I said. What's it? There was a long pause before she answered me. Well, it's like I was telling that couple that bought those two pieces from your Pandora series. Your work looks people in the eye. It comforts the disturbed and disturbs the comfortable. But this will be a vacation, sweetheart. You work so hard. Mykonos is my gift to you, Anna. My gift to us. 4 weeks surrounded by what's lovely and life-affirming at the start of our married life. Don't we deserve that? The room went blurry with my tears. I miss you, I said. I miss you too, Anna. I miss you too. It's not that I don't want to be with her in Mykonos, but 4 whole weeks? In all the years I've been at it, I've never been away from my work that long. Well, to be fair, she'll be away from her work too. It's not a very savvy business decision, she said when she told me she'd rented the villa for the entire month of October. People will have awakened from their Hamptons comas by then, re-engaged with the city, and be ready to buy. But I said to myself, Vivica, the hell with commerce, for once. Seize the day.